Emotive friendly, hey there, folks. The crypto market just had a wild ride. After a brutal sell-off, Bitcoin and Ethereum are bouncing back with double-digit gains. It's like the market finally took a breath after a storm.
Friendly, serious. Yeah, it's a relief to see the prices climb, but I'm not jumping for joy just yet. Traders are split. Some think this is the start of a recovery. Others are wary it's just a temporary rebound, like a dead cat bounce.
Emotive friendly, exactly. The article dives into whether this rally is a sign of lasting change or just a fleeting blip. It's all about what's driving the momentum now.
Friendly, serious, right, and here's the kicker. A real recovery usually needs strong fundamentals, rising volume, and a shift in market dynamics. A dead cat bounce. It's often a quick spike with low volume that crashes just as fast.
Emotive friendly. So, the article is saying this rebound is a mixed bag. While it's great for holders, we can't take it for granted. The market still got a lot of questions to answer.
Friendly, serious, absolutely. And it's not just the big names like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Altcoins like BNB, XRP, and Sol are also riding the wave. Even niche coins like BCH and privacy-focused ones are tagging along.
Emotive friendly, that's wild. But the article makes it clear. Just because more coins are moving up doesn't mean the rally is solid. It's about the why behind the movement.
Friendly, serious, exactly. Now, let's talk about the technical stuff. Traders are watching three key factors: support resistance levels, volume, and sentiment.
Emotive friendly, for Bitcoin, holding above 30K or 40K could signal a bottom. But if it cracks those levels, it might be a warning sign.
Friendly, serious, and volume matters. A real rally needs strong buying power. Low volume spikes. That's a red flag.
Emotive friendly, right. Sentiment shifts are also key. The market moved from extreme fear to a more balanced outlook. But sentiment alone isn't enough to confirm a recovery.
Friendly, serious, true. The article says the answer lies in how these factors play out. If Bitcoin fails to hold key resistance and volume stays weak, the downtrend might resume.
Emotive, friendly. But if the market consolidates at higher levels with solid support, that's a sign of a longer-term shift. It's all about the confirmation.
Friendly, serious. Now, let's not forget the bigger picture. The crypto market is deeply tied to macroeconomic and regulatory trends. Institutional adoption, like banks or hedge funds entering the space, could give the market the credibility it needs.
Emotive, friendly, and regulatory news, like Bitcoin ETFs or policy changes, could be game changers. It's not just about the tech, it's about the world around it.
Friendly, serious, exactly. The current rally might be a reflection of these broader forces, not just a technical correction.
Emotive, friendly, so the article wraps up by saying we need to stay cautious. Optimism is great, but we can't ignore the risks.
Friendly, serious, right. Investors should focus on disciplined strategies, watching for confirmation, monitoring volume and sentiment, and considering macroeconomic factors.
Emotive friendly, and don't forget risk management. Position sizing, stop losses, and diversification are non-negotiable in this volatile space.
Friendly, serious, the takeaway. The recent rally is a sign of hope, but its durability depends on a mix of technical and macro factors.
Emotive friendly, and for the crypto market, this is just one chapter. The future will demand patience, strategy, and adaptability.
Friendly, serious, agreed. Stay informed, stay cautious, and let the data guide your moves. The crypto world's always evolving, so we've got to keep learning.
Emotive friendly, cheers to the ride, everyone. Stay curious, stay safe, and let's keep this conversation going. Rocket.